Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. Today we have the end of our great two-week experiment with shorter fables and multiple stories a day. We're going to end with a set of fables from Aesop. And this week we're just going to dive straight into it with The Mouse, The Frog, and The Hawk. A mouse, by an unlucky chance, formed an intimate acquaintance with a frog. The frog one day, intent on mischief, bound the foot of the mouse tightly to his own. Thus joined together, the frog led his friend toward the pool in which he lived until he reached the very brink, when suddenly, jumping in, he dragged the mouse in with him. The frog enjoyed the water amazingly, and swam croaking about as if he had done a meritorious action. The unhappy mouse was soon suffocated with the water, and his dead body floated about on the surface, tied to the foot of the frog. A hawk observed it, and, upon pouncing upon it, carried it up aloft. The frog, being still fastened to the leg of the mouse, was also carried off as a prisoner, and was eaten by the hawk. Harm hatch, harm catch. This is The Dog and the Oyster. A dog, used to eating eggs, saw an oyster and opened his mouth to its widest extent, swallowed it down with the utmost relish, supposing it to be an egg. Soon afterwards, suffering great pain in his stomach, he said, "I deserve all this torment, for in my folly in thinking that everything round must be an egg." He who acts in haste repents at leisure. This is The Wolf and the Shepherds. A wolf, passing by, saw some shepherds in a hut eating for their dinner a haunch of mutton. Approaching them, he said, "What a clamor you would raise if I were to do as you are doing." Men are too apt to condemn in others the very things they practice themselves. And this is our final story of the week, The Hares and the Frogs. The hares, oppressed with a sense of their own exceeding timidity, and weary of the perpetual alarm to which they were exposed, with one accord determined to put an end to themselves and their troubles by jumping from a lofty precipice into a deep lake below. As they scampered off in a very numerous body to carry out their resolve, the frogs lying on the banks of the lake heard the noise of their feet and rushed helter-skelter to the deep water for safety. On seeing the rapid disappearance of the frogs, one of the hares cried out to his companions, "Stay, my friends, do not do as you intend, for you now see that other creatures who yet live are more timorous than ourselves." We are encouraged by seeing others that are worse off than ourselves. And it's hard to listen to these morals and not think politically, isn't it? That is what Aesop was wonderful at providing us, and that's a big part of the reason why I enjoy the stories. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.